In recent days, when I was among those who were not very pleased to see the arrival of more wintry weather, it was a pleasant thing to see the smile on the face of an ILC staff worker who said simply, "It can't last long." Even though the new layers of snow have managed to linger for a certain number of days, I know she's right. And why can I be certain, and why can anyone be certain, that the snows recently received won't last very long? Because of the calendar. We know that March 20th is behind us. We are officially in spring, the time when milder weather tends to dominate the scene, when the sun is higher in the sky, when the robins have returned from the south. Cold snaps now are really just intruders, which can only last a relatively short amount of time. We know that they can't last real long in the dominion of spring, any more than persecutions and tribulations for Christians can last very long in the dominion of Christ. What I plan to do this morning is to liken the entire history of the world to a single calendar year with its four seasons, the one with which we will begin being summer. If we look way back to the beginning of the history of the world, the season that would most naturally come to mind is summer. There was, after all, the Garden of Eden in full bloom, yielding abundant fruit and food and providing just the right balance of work and relaxation. God created everything in perfection, but it was a very short summer. All at once came the fall, for Adam and Eve sinned. Adam and Eve fell for the devil's clever lies, and at that point, it was all downhill. For them, as well as for every one of their descendants. The fall of Adam and Eve into sin immediately plunged the entire human race into the dead of a spiritual winter. All spiritual life was frozen solid. The devil became a self-appointed ruler in this world, a spiritual version of Old Man Winter. He blew his breath of death over the entire human race. He kept the nations in darkness by hiding from them the truth. And on top of that came the chilling sentence of punishment which the holy God was obligated to level against rebellion human beings. Paul says that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. God, of course, would have been justified in walking away from the whole cold situation. We deserve to be left frozen in fear of death and of the devil. But his love was too great. The compassion of God was too big to see the destruction of a sinner. And so God marked a day on the calendar of world history, the day which would serve as the first day of spiritual spring. A time when the grip of death would be broken, a time when new life would emerge. What was that first day of the world's spiritual springtime? It was the day of Christ's resurrection, Easter Sunday, celebrated recently. Having suffered our punishment and having died our death, Jesus broke free from the coldness of death and replaced it with life. He left Old Man Winter in the grave. And having fulfilled all that he was sent to do, he was given complete control and authority and power over all things in heaven and on earth. He deposed Satan from his temporary position of authority. And what does that mean for us who are now living in the springtime of the world? Jesus summarized the situation for us with these words in John 16. In the world, you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The picture that the Lord wants us to have of him now is that of a conqueror who continues to control every corner of his conquest. He wants us to see that the sun, S-O-N, is now very high in the sky. Paul explains that God raised him up from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. Sadly, there are many Christians today, such as millennialists, who believe that the world's springtime, the period of Christ's full reign on earth, has not yet begun. They teach that the Lord will establish an earthly kingdom and establish his full control over all things earthly at some point in the future. But they're misreading the calendar of Scripture. "I have overcome the world," Jesus declared. "Now is the ruler of this world cast out," he assured. That which seems to confuse millennialists in part, and others, is the fact that there are still occasional storms. How can this be the spiritual springtime if persecutions and hardships still arise for Christ's people? How can there be tribulations and distresses now for Christians if Christ is in control? Well, the explanation of the Bible is not that Jesus is short on power, but that he does still allow short periods of challenge and tribulation and distress to affect his people for his own lofty purposes. Rather than seeing tribulations in the world and saying, "Jesus must not yet be in full exercise of his power, otherwise these things wouldn't happen," the Bible teaches us to see tribulations and say, "How wonderful that this is no more than a snowstorm in springtime, no more than a brief challenge which the all-powerful Christ is allowing for the benefit of his church. It will not last, and so we really do not have any reason to despair." Christ teaches such a perspective in the words of the text. "In the world you have tribulation." He acknowledges that Christians will experience difficulties because of their faith, a snowstorm now and then, but that doesn't mean it's still winter. "I have overcome the world." Spring has sprung for the people of God. Our Lord does possess and employ power over all things now. Consequently, when those tribulations arise, when those snowstorms pop up, even now in springtime, Jesus says, "Be of good cheer." To the persecuted Christians in the diaspora, in Peter's time, he wrote to them, "The God of all grace, who has called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, will perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." We can be joyful in the assurance that no adversity, no difficulty, no hardship comes without his permission, that no snowstorm can last long in the lives of God's people, and that all storminess will soon be removed from our lives entirely. Soon, if not sooner, the spiritual springtime which we now enjoy will yield to a perfect and full summer, which Christ is now preparing. When he comes again, he will remove the defeated devil entirely, thereby making future storms impossible. He will restore the paradise which was lost and will welcome us into a garden even more glorious than Eden. Knowing where one is on the calendar greatly affects one's perspective of things. Snowstorms don't seem quite so frustrating or depressing once the calendar turns to spring, for they can't last all that long. Similarly, tribulations and difficulties are much easier to take when we know that we are in the Lord's, where we are on the Lord's calendar. It's spring. The sun is high in the sky. Christ is in complete control of all things. He has overcome the world. Therefore, he will see to it that difficulties somehow benefit us and will make sure that they don't last. His simple directive to us now, therefore, is be happy, be confident, and be of good cheer until summer is here. We speak of the winter and spring, so described in the form of hymn 726 in the supplement, 726.